When a college hockey team looks at their schedule and sees a rare Tuesday, Friday, Saturday week, they might be thinking, wonder if we're going to have anything left in the tank by Saturday. Well, you know what? When that same college hockey team wins on Tuesday night and then wins already on Friday night, boy, do they get greedy for Saturday. For 8 out of 9 periods last week, Bemidji State played great hockey. Unfortunately, the ninth kind of got away from them at the end.
I mean, 9 periods of hockey over the course of 5 days isn't easy, but I don't think we ran. I mean, you got to give. I mean, we did a good job. We won 2 out of 3 on the road. Normally, you're doing cartwheels when you do something like that. So, I mean, we accomplished a lot right there. We got our split on the road. We got a win in Duluth. So, I don't know. I don't know if we can ask any more out of our guys. I mean, there's a period of hockey we'd like to probably have back. The ninth period of hockey in, you know, in Lake Superior State. And no matter what we both have to go through, I just can't hold on. Lord,
can't hold on. One quirky bounce on a clearing attempt. Lake State made it 1-0.
JT Henke into the offensive zone. Pocket picked by Gage Terrell. Bemidji State tries to clear, hits the seam into the boards, backhand pass, they score. Beavers had an easy clear that hit a seam in the boards and came right out front. Backhanded across, wide open there on the back door. And Lake Superior State, 7 minutes left, goes up 1-0.
Two minutes left, down on the road in the defensive-minded WCHA. You bet, BSU pulled the goalie. That didn't work out so well, at least not for the Beavers.
Final minute now of the hockey game. Puck squirts up the far side wall, empty net goal, Lake State. O'Connor gets up, fires one towards the net, trickles all the way over to the far side wall. Parker chops at it, and it comes to center ice, picked up by Lake State. Another empty net goal.
Your Bemidji State Beavers have had a week to recharge their batteries. They're going to need those batteries fully charged. That's because Michigan Tech is a darn good hockey team. The regular season winding down. Your Beavers and the Michigan Tech Huskies. Benusa pregame show next on the Beaver Radio Network.